Inflation slowed in May even while annual gain rose to 4.2%. By John Carney on June 10, 2026. Consumer prices rose sharply in May, with rising energy prices pushing the nation's leading inflation gauge to the highest level in 3 years. The consumer price index rose 0.5% in May compared with April, the Department of Labor said Wednesday. Compared with a year ago, prices are up 4.2%. Those increases were in line with expectations. Core prices, a measure that excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose 0.2% compared with the previous month. For the year, core prices are up 2.9%. That compares with expectations of 0.3% for the month and 2.9% for the year. The Labor Department said that the energy index, which rose 3.9% in May, accounted for over 60% of the monthly all items increase. Gasoline prices jumped 7% in May. They were up 5.4% in April and 21.2% in March. Compared with a year ago, gas prices are up 40.5%. There was some relief for consumers in the grocery store. Prices of food consumed at home rose just 0.1%, a big slowdown from April's 0.7% increase. For the year, grocery prices are up 2.7%. Core goods prices, excluding food and energy, actually fell in May, declining 0.1% after being flat in April and rising 0.1% in March. For the year, core goods prices are up just 1.1%. Prices of new cars fell 0.3% and are up just 0.2% from a year ago. Prices of used cars ticked up 0.2% but are down 2% from a year ago. Core services prices, a measure that excludes energy services, rose 0.3% and were up 3.4% from a year ago. Inflation has been running high since March, when the oil price shock first hit following the launch of the war with Iran. While much of the increase was initially concentrated in gasoline and energy more broadly, inflationary pressures spread into services in April and May. The pace of price increases has been slowing for 2 months, from March's 0.9% increase to April's 0.6% to May's 0.5%. The Federal Reserve targets 2% annual inflation but uses a different gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index compiled by the Department of Commerce, as its preferred measure of consumer prices. In recent months, the annual pace of PCE inflation has run slightly above the better-known Consumer Price Index published by the Labor Department. The public is increasingly unhappy about rising prices. Surveys of consumers show a decline of optimism and satisfaction, with the University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment hitting an all-time low last month. 68% of Americans say they disapprove of President Trump's handling of the issue of inflation, according to a recent poll by YouGov for The Economist. 52% say the prices they pay for goods have risen a lot over the past year. While the jobs market has strengthened in recent months, adding an average of 188,000 workers to payrolls over the last 3 months, 48% of Americans say that inflation is a more important issue than jobs, and 41% say jobs and inflation are equally important. Just 4% say jobs are more important than inflation. 34% picked inflation as the most important issue facing the country, by far exceeding 14 other issues from jobs in the economy, 11%, crime, 3%, immigration, 7%, and healthcare, 9%.